Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you now, Lord God, for a time like these, a time, Heavenly Father, you sanctioned, declared, and decreed from the very foundation of the world. You saw us, Heavenly Father, with a loving arm, and you drew us closer to you. So now, Father, we pray this day by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name, and for his sake we ask it all, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brother and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Bell, Reverend Cotton. To you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, we greet you. And those that are watching us by internet, and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen. Amen. Church, amen again. Amen. We know you are here. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from 1 Peter, the second chapter. 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 9 and 10. And when you found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words, which are recorded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Thank you. You may be seated. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I want to use a topic this morning, our purpose. Where would we without the Lord. Our purpose. Where would you and I be without the Lord? I want to begin this morning with a story because it is applicable from a contemporary standpoint that draws our attention to our purpose in life. There's a story of a young man who grew up in poverty. His desire in life was to become a professional football player. His desire was to play the position of wide receiver. So he practiced every day catching the football until he became a very good receiver. He tried out for his high school football team, and his coach saw that he had great potential. But instead of playing him at wide receiver, he put him at running back. The young man didn't like the running back position because all his life he practiced catching the football. So the coach moved him from the offense to the defense, and he placed him at defensive end, the defensive end position, and the young man didn't like that position either. And because of that, he quit the football team. The young man went on to college, thinking that maybe he would get a break with a new coach. And it was his surprise, there was his old high school coach who was now coaching at the college he attended. The young man graduated from college and became a teacher. He was offered a job, but because it didn't pay very much, he decided to turn the offer down, and he sought employment with another company that paid him more money and more benefits. The young man, having worked at this new occupation, never was contented with where he worked and the benefits and all the money that he received. But he worked there and he supported his lifestyle. And one day, the young man went to church and discovered that he had been called into the ministry. And he soon discovered that everything he had learned in high school and everything that he had learned in college was preparing him for the work he was doing. As a wide receiver, he was now catching and receiving men for the Lord. As a running back, he was now running the race for Christ. As a defensive end, he was now a minister of defense, sharing God's plan. And his salary and pay, he would now receive a reward when the Lord returned. The young man knew that God had a purpose for his life, and he had to experience all those things in life in preparing him for his purpose. Antioch, what is your purpose in life? Have you ever wondered what that purpose is and why God has purposed you for such a time as this? These are questions that our Heavenly Father knows and have the answer to. When we consider this question, my brothers and sisters, we usually place the emphasis on ourselves. And that focus and that spotlight is centered on us. But what if we view this question from a totally different perspective? So let's take the focus off of ourselves for a moment and place the focus on the one who gives us purpose in life. And when we take the focus off of ourselves and place the focus on the one who sanctioned, declared, and decreed the purpose for us in life, we have all the fulfillment that we need. Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, states, the purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment. Your peace of mind, or even your happiness. For your happiness is far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dream and your ambition. Rick Warner said, if you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin that search with God. God, my brothers and sisters, is revealing to us how you were born. You were born by his power, by his purpose, and for his purpose. You and I were born by his purpose and for his purpose. Mom and dad ain't had nothing to do with it, but help get you here. But you were born by God, Yahweh, Jehovah, purpose, and by his purpose, and for his purpose. My brothers and sisters, God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And God knows exactly what we will be in life. He knew this black preacher many years ago, before he even knew the outcome and the income that he would even master in life. He knew this preacher, and he knew and saw the successes and the failures in life. He knew where I would be and where I would go. But he also knows you. He knows the successes and failures in your personal life, your personal experiences, your happiness in your marriages, your failures in your marriages. He knows your children's successes as well as their failures. But God has a perfect plan because he's a perfect God. My brothers and sisters, later Rick Warner writes that you exist only because God will that you exist. The God that we serve, who is the self-existent one, is the one who allows us to exist there simply because you exist. And when you seek out and search out those things that he has for us, then you can see the many manifold blessings that God has in store for each and every one of us in life. For you are certainly not an accident. For God saw you from the very foundation of the world. And the same God who saw you from the foundation of the world saw your successes and your limitations. But God did not stop there, because God had something planned for each and every one of us. I have often asked a question. Where were we before we were born? I've asked mama that and dad that, and they don't have an answer. I want to ask you, where were you before you were born? Do you have an answer? I know a man who knew exactly where you were before you were born.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The